Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, it will be Mount Home Christian Academy getting the ball to start this final quarter as they trail Mountain Home 54-32. Eagles getting their last second instructions from head coach John Bingham. Now they come out on the floor. And it will be, and by the way, Mount Home Christian Academy moving right to left here in the second half. Matt Woods will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Cooper Long, and we are back underway for this final 8 minutes of play. Long into the front court. Dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Taylor on the left elbow. Up top to Spray. He mishandles the pass, but he's able to secure it finally. Mount Home in a man-to-man defense. Spray going into the lane. And they call a kind of a touch foul there on Dawson Tabor. That is his first personal foul, team foul number five, against the Bombers here in the second half. We are 17 seconds into this final quarter, and it will be Woods triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Trying to figure out where to go with it. And tried to get it into Brad Taylor. Pass was well wide of him, and it will be Mount Home getting the ball back on the turnover. That took no time off the clock. Bashirs will inbound the ball. Gets into Talon Benton. And Mount Home Christian Academy going to the zone press, but the Bombers able to break it. Here's Morris with the ball in the front court. Gives up top to Bashirs. Over on the right side, it goes to Benton. Benton dribbles into the corner. Now goes back a little closer to the wing. Gives it to Bashirs now. Over to Morris near the top. Over to Pinson on the left side. Pinson's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked away. Control, last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Eagles basketball as we are 42 seconds into this final period. 54-32, Bombers on top. Again, the winner of this game plays Hamburg tomorrow night. The loser plays Brinkley tomorrow afternoon. Here is Woods into the front, I'm sorry, long into the front court for the Eagles. Throws over to Taylor on the left side. Up top now to Spray. Spray's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Taylor. He goes back up with it. And he can't get it to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the charity stripe with 6:57 left to play in the game. Brandon Morris picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. That next one will put Mountain Home Christian Academy in the bonus. Brad Taylor at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 6 with 5 points. Taylor's first free throw is up and in. One more free throw for Taylor. Taylor's second shot is no good. He gets 1 of 2. Ball is knocked around, finally controlled by Bashirs. And back come the Bombers. 54-33, Mountain Home on top with 6:47 left to play. Bashirs throws it in the front court to Morris on the left side, finds Tabor. And on the low block, he goes, gets the pencil on the other side of the paint. His layup no good. He goes up with it again, but can't get to go. This time he draws contact, and now he'll head to the charity stripe. That foul is on Caleb Spray, his second personal foul, team foul number two against the Eagles. So with 6:40 left to play, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Bennett Pinson. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. He has 4 points so far this evening. First shot for Pinson is up. Good. One more free throw for Pinson. Pinson's second shot is no good. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Long, and back come the Eagles. 55-33, Bombers on top. Long dribbling toward the right elbow. Now goes back up between the circles. Gives it there to Woods. Woods dribbles to the right elbow now. And has the ball knocked away from him. Ball still loose. Finally controlled by Bingham. Gives it to Taylor on the right side. Goes cross court to Spray on the left. Spray dribbles down towards the paint. He's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper right over Tabor. Cannot get it to go. And the rebound controlled by Morris. And back come the Bombers. Morris dribbles into the front court. Gives it to Benton on the right side. He drills down closer to the corner. Now goes into the lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. And Spray gets the rebound, and back come the Eagles. Spray quickly into the front court. He dribbles on the left wing. Now is going down the lane. And are they going to call a charge? Yes, they are. Dawson Tabor sets up to take the charge. That foul is on Caleb Spray. His third personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Home Christian Academy, and their 13th turnover. Philip Leone checking into the game, replacing Caleb Bingham. And for Mountain Home, Hunter Bashirs is going to take a seat as he's replaced for the first time tonight by Abe Crawford, a 6-foot junior. Another sub for Mountain Home Christian Academy. Dylan Decker coming in as Matt Woods takes a seat. Benton takes the inbound pass. We'll bring it into the front court. Gives it to Crawford on the left side. Down to Benton in the corner. Goes cross court to Pinson. Now Morris has it. Goes over on the left wing now to Benton. Finds Tabor on the low block. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Control. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Crawford. And it will be Mount Tom Christian Academy getting the ball back with 5:37 left to play. Bombers lead 55-33. Long will take the inbound pass. And bring it into the front court. He has the ball between the circles. Sets up the offense. Ball goes over to Spray on the right side. Now Spray is going to dribble towards the corner and throws it off the leg of Dawson Tabor. It goes out of bounds. Good heads-up play by Spray to make sure Mount Sinai Christian Academy keeps possession, and they'll inbound it with 5:22 left on the far sideline as they trail by 22. Leone will trigger the inbound pass, and no, he won't because they're going to get called for 5 seconds. He couldn't get it in time. That's the 14th turnover against the Eagles. 5:22 left to play in the game. It is Mount Sinai with the ball leading 55-33. Benton takes inbound pass from Morris, throws it back into Morris in the front court. Morris gives it now to Pinson there on the left wing. Up top now to Benton. Benton dribbles towards the elbow, now kicks it back out to Morris. Morris throws over to Crawford on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hey, Crawford with his first 3 points of the night. And now Mount Tom Christian Academy is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:59 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Mountain Home Christian Academy 58-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Christian Academy taking that timeout as they trail Mountain Home 58-33 with just under 5 minutes left to play in the game. Long takes the inbound pass, brings the ball into the front court for the Eagles. He's going to pull up for the long three over Crawford. No good. Rebound comes to Pinson, and back comes Mountain Home. He'll give it to Benton, who will bring the ball into the front court. And, well, he'll actually be fouled before he crosses the timeline. Cooper Long picks up his third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home Christian Academy here in the second half. 4:44 left to play. Mountain Home will inbound it, leading by 25. Checking into the game right now for Mountain Home. Is Satch Harris for the first time tonight as he replaces Talon Benton. Here is Crawford with the ball on the right side. He'll throw it up top to Harris. Now his pass to Tabor was knocked away down a low block, stolen by Mountain Home Christian Academy. Here is Long back the other way, going pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. Offensive rebound for Spray. He has the ball at the top, and he's going into lane for the layup. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Pinson. He'll throw it to Harris, who's quickly getting out to Crawford. He's going into the lane. Now a kick, tried to kick it out to Morris. The pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home turning it over with 4:11 left to play in the game. 58-33, Bombers on top. Brad Tether's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Stone Robinson. Here is Long into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Leone. Leone trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Now he's going to dribble down towards the elbow. Kicks it, gives it to Robinson. Now Robinson gives it to Long. Long pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Harris. And back comes Mountain Home. Satch Harris into the front court. And he's going to be fouled from behind. That foul is on Philip Leone. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home Christian Academy here in the second half. 3:38 left to play in the game. And now checking into the game for Mountain Home is Jake McGee. And he's going to replace Bennett Pinson. And for Mountain Home Christian Academy, Caleb Spray will take a seat. And I believe Dylan Decker came in for him. Here is McGee in the front court. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home Christian Academy. It will be Mountain Home inbounding on the sideline with near sideline with 3.5 minutes left to play. 58-33, Bombers on top. Morris will inbound it to Harris on the left side. Throws up top to Tabor. Over to Crawford on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A rebound knocked around. Finally controlled by Harris. He loses the handle of the ball, but goes out to Crawford. Now Morris has it on the right side. Morris is going to drill toward the corner. Now kicks out to Crawford on the wing. Goes cross court to Harris. Gives it to McGee. Now Tabor has it. McGee has it once again. McGee drills up toward the top. Gives it there to Crawford. Crawford going into the lane for the layup. No good. Partially blocked. Tabor goes up with it after getting the rebound. He can't get to go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Dawson Tabor going to the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:58 left to play in the game. That foul is on Matt Woods. His fourth personal foul. Team foul number 6. Against the Eagles. So Dawson Tabor has the line for a pair. First shot is up, rolls around and goes in. And now for Mountain Home Christian Academy, Corey Pallella is going to check in as he replaces Dylan Decker. And for Mountain Home, it will be Sam Bryant coming in for the first time tonight as Brandon Morris will head to the bench. Tabor's second shot is up and good. He gets both. He now has 2 points. 60-33, Bombers leading it with less than 3 minutes left to play. Long will take the inbound pass in the front court. Drills between the circles. Ball goes over on the right side to Woods. Woods drills into the corner. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Matt Woods now double figures with 10 points. 60-35, Bombers leading it with 2:40 left to play. Here is Bryant going up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound from Mountain Home. They'll set back up. Crawford throws it up top to Bryant. Over on the left side now it goes to McGee. McGee is going to dribble into the corner. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Jake McGee with his first 2 points of the night. 62-35, Bombers leading it. Back the other way, Woods going into the lane for a layup. He can't get to go. McGee gets the rebound, throws it into the front court to Harris, who's going back the other way for a layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and now he'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Cooper Long, his fourth personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Satch Harris at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:06 left to play in the game. It is a 27-point Bomber lead. Mountain Home getting ready to bring in two more subs in just a moment. Luke Henson and Liam Russell waiting to check in. Harris's first free throw is up. No good. So Russell and Henson will check in as Dawson Tabor and Abe Crawford take a seat. And Philip Leone checking out of the game for Mountain Home Christian Academy. I think he was replaced by Stone Robinson. Harris's second free throw is up and in. He gets 1-2. He has 1 point. It's a 63-35 Bomber lead. 2:06 left to play in the game. Here is Woods with the ball up between the circles. Now dribbles to the left side. Now kicks out to Long. Long's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by McGee. He'll throw it into the front court. to Bryant, who's going into the lane for the layup. He can't get to go. Tip in, no good. Now scramble for the rebound. Last touch by Mountain Home as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home Christian Academy getting the ball back with 1:44 left to play in the game. It is the Bombers leading the Eagles 63-35. And, boy, they almost turned it over on the inbound pass. Long does get it, and he's going to be fouled by Luke Henson. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So it will be a one-and-one opportunity coming up for Cooper Long. And, well, they're actually doing the turbo clock right now, even though I don't think the Mercer rule ever went into effect. Long's first free throw is up and in. That was his first free throw attempt of the night, and he does earn the bonus. Second shot for Long is good. He gets both. 14 points for Cooper Long. 63-37, Mountain Home leading it. A little over a minute left to play in this game. Here is Bryant into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the right wing. And he'll throw it up top to Russell. Over on the left side now, it goes to McGee. Up top now to Harris. His three-pointer, it rolls around and goes in. Sanch Harris with 4 points. 66-37, 44 seconds left to play in this game. Here is Woods Long into the front court. Has ball on the left side. Now dribbles up a little closer to the top. 33 seconds. Long is going to try for a long three-pointer, and he gets it. Cooper Long with 17 points. 66-40, our score. Mountain Home leading with 23 seconds left. Ball goes down into the corner. Going up for the three-pointer was Henson. He couldn't get to go. Mountain Home Christian Academy gets the rebound. Matt Woods quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Matt Woods will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 12 seconds left to play. That foul is called on Sam Bryant. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Woods' free throw is up and in. He now has 13 points, 66-43, Mountain Home leading it with 11 seconds left. Here is McGee back the other way. Now kick it out to Bryant. He thought about the three. Now he'll kick it out to Henson. 3 seconds, and they're just going to let the clock run out, and Mountain Home is going to secure the 23-point victory. Our final score is Mountain Home defeating Mountain Home Christian Academy, 66-43. We will check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.